Britain has unveiled a proposal giving spy agencies power to monitor emails, phone calls and internet use. A draft bill on the issue is to be discussed by Parliament. The legislation would update existing procedures on how information, like email addresses and phone numbers, can be collected by authorities. Spain's stock market has sharply plunged over fears of banking problems. Stocks in Madrid have dropped over 3% as the government prepares for measures to protect the troubled banking sector. The Spanish government could demand its banks raise about 35 billion euros in provisions to cover property expenses. In Greece, talks on forming a new government have been deadlocked after conservative leader Antonis Samaras denounced calls by the radical left coalition to reject the bailout. He said the move is catastrophic, forcing Greece out of the eurozone. Failure in talks among leading parties will lead to repeat elections in June. A new opinion poll shows over 60% of people living in five European countries are opposed to oil sanctions against Iran. The poll has surveyed 2,100 adults in Germany, France, Austria, Sweden, and Poland. Iran has already cut oil exports to several European countries in response to the sanctions. Secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council has welcomed India's determination to expand ties with the Islamic Republic. Dr. Saeed Jalili said Tehran has a unique position in securing the world's energy supplies. India has also reiterated willingness for more cooperation with Iran, especially in the field of energy. A blast has wounded at least eight soldiers escorting a convoy of UN observers to the Syrian city of Deraa. The roadside bombing hit a military truck as the convoy was about to enter the city. The UN observer chief in Syria was reportedly the target of the attack, but escaped unhurt. Palestinians have rallied outside UN offices in Ramallah, demanding the release of prisoners who are on a hunger strike in Israeli jails. The protesters slammed the UN chief for his silence on the issue. Around 1,600 Palestinian prisoners have gone on a hunger strike in Israeli jails to protest their bad conditions. And in the Philippines, an inferno at a clothing store has killed at least 17 employees in Butuan. The fire broke out at 4 o'clock in the morning. After the firefighters and police scoured the building, they found the bodies. Investigators are trying to determine what sparked the fire.